time to talk a little insurance. Time to welcome back to the show our insurance commissioner, Tim Temple. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Today is the fourth anniversary of Hurricane Laura, which devastated southwest Louisiana.
Yeah, it is. And we're that we were talking about it in our last hour. We're kind of in that week that just it the bell tolls this week, man. It just you got Laura's anniversary today. You got Katrina's anniversary coming up on Thursday. This is, for some reason, the week that we have tended to be in the crosshairs. Now, that being said,
Ida as well.
Yeah, Ida as well. But that being said, and Gustav as well. But just because once this week ends and we're not going to get hit by a hurricane this week, I feel comfortable in saying that. But that doesn't mean hurricane season is over with. So,
yeah, look, it's not over. And certainly, you know, these dates are kind of etched in our brains right now. But I think it does help Louisianans kind of know how to prepare. Right. And that's one thing that, you know, you don't hear me talking a lot and when I do radio programs and whatnot. I don't talk a lot about what we need to do to prepare mm-hmm. because I think we pretty much know.
Right.
You know, we do. We can recite the same things that we always do every year. And there is some value in that. But, you know, right now everybody's looking and talking to me about affordability and uh-huh. availability.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think, you know, if the wind blows, we know what to do.
Yes.
But it's what after. So, you know, I've been moving around, did a town hall last night for Representative Chenevere.
Okay.
Did one the week before down in Houma. I've got another town hall, I think, in the New Orleans area next week. And, you know, what I'm trying to do right now, Brian, is just get out in front of people, let them know kind of what we've done from a legislative standpoint.
Yeah.
But also take questions. 'Cause as you've heard and you know, a lot of people still, there's a lot of financial insecurity around, you know, insurance affordability.
Well, anybody who's had to re-up their homeowners has experienced it. I'm going through it right now. I'm literally going through it right now. We just re-upped our policy on August 15th, and we saw that jump.
Yep.
We definitely saw that jump. And then I don't mind telling you, like, we were told point blank, your roof's too old to even shop around.
Yeah.
So I immediately got on the phone with my roofer, with Parish Construction and Roofing, said, let's move. Let's go. Let's get this done.
Well, hopefully you got a fortified roof.
That is the plan.
All right.
It's not installed yet.
Okay.
Cutting them a check later today.
We'll get it because you're going to get a discount.
Yes.
You know, your insurance company does have a file discount when you get a fortified roof. And Brian, you know, something else, and you know, your listeners, and this is something we need to talk more about. In addition to the fortified roof, which if it's time for you to put on a new roof, mm-hmm. and you've got to do that, you know, put on a fortified roof, make sure it's fortified, certified fortified roofer.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you pay for that yourself, you can get a deduction, a tax deduction, up to $5,000 for that expense.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask about that because we're not in Houma. We're not on the coast. That applies here as well?
It does.
Okay.
It sure does. And look, the other thing you need to do is go get a wind mitigation survey. And if you go to the department's website, ldi.la.gov, mm-hmm. we have a list of certified wind mitigation. They're wind mitigation surveyors, and they have to be certified to do this work. They come out, they inspect your home.
Okay.
They look to see if you have things like, you know, tie down, hurricane straps, and that kind of stuff that's part of your home in the construction phase. You do that, you have those, they give you a letter. It's certified, says, Brian Haldane's home has these various items that are wind mitigation. You take that to your insurance company, you will get additional discounts for that.
Okay, wait. Is there a punch list I should hit up before hitting that survey, though?
Go get your wind mitigation surveyor. Go talk to him and
okay.
find out what the insurance companies are looking for.
Okay.
Okay, do that.
Yeah, and then go to Home Depot.
And make sure you have those because you will get additional credits.
Okay.
And it's important. And look, and this is it's not a secret. You're not gaming the system. These are discounts that the insurance companies have filed
mm-hmm.
Because they recognize when you have these types of, you know, additional construction features that your home is more resilient. And that's what we really need to be talking about is we need to go on a path to building more resilient properties in Louisiana.
So, and I would imagine all this pooled together helps you when you pitch to insurance companies to be able to say, hey, look at all these people that have gotten the survey done. Look at what lengths they've gone to mitigate damage to their own homes. Let's open up this pool because you got strong homes that you want to insure.
Better homes. And look, you know, you've heard me say before, the things that we can influence, the regulatory environment, we're doing that. Mm-hmm. The legal environment, we've done some of that, and we've got more to do. And then it's the actual physical risk, the home, right? Let's do what we can there, because we can't do anything about the Mother Nature part.
Right.
You know, we can't stop the wind from blowing, but we can do all the things before that and then after the event. So that's what we're focused on and we're doing. And then on top of that, and I know in like, you know, last night, this town hall meeting, we talk a lot about property, but we still have every day, yesterday, today, and we will have tomorrow, an auto crisis in our state.
Yeah.
You know, we have individuals and businesses that are leaving the state continuously because of insurance costs.
We got Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple with us. The insurance cost is a whole different battle. I feel like there should be two separate segments every time you're on, just because there's so much to talk about on both fronts. John, can you go let my next guest in? The on the auto insurance front, let's pause on that for right now.
Sure.
I want to stick with the town hall meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm curious. You're in St. George last night.
Yep.
Are the questions different in St. George than they are in Houma?
No, they're not. Look, the question is really like, what have you done, and when can we expect to see, you know, the fruits of that labor, if you will.
Okay.
And as I say, you know, I did it when I was over in Lake Charles for Legiscator. I say it whenever I do, you know, your programs or any other programs. It's like we've got to look at past performance.
Yes.
So let's look to Florida, because that's probably the closest. You know, they had Hurricane Ian in 21.
Mm-hmm.
They had three legislative sessions to address their insurance crisis.
Right.
So they've had 18, 24 months of a run-up to start seeing that now. Now, during that period, they didn't have any we didn't have any hurricanes. And so they benefited from the reform efforts that they took, plus the fact that no hurricanes occurred during that time period. So we have done some of the reform. We've done some of that. The legal reform, and we've done a lot of the regulatory reform. So our clock starts now.
Right.
Right. It doesn't start when Florida's did 3 years ago. So it starts now.
Okay. So we can't roll it back to Ida and say we've been good since then?
Right. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
You know, and so, but I can tell you the industry is responding favorably. I think I said it on your program last time. We have companies that are engaged in conversations with my department about coming to Louisiana. We're talking about with them about the application process, what they need to go through, how, you know, we're trying to help them through that application process. Mm-hmm. We have companies that have applications filed with the Department of Insurance to start writing property. And as I keep saying, no, that does not mean to expect a new company tomorrow. We're still in hurricane season.
Why? So, yeah, we're in a weird waiting period right now.
We are. And you know, the reasonable expectation is, again, using Florida as the example, 18, 24 months. But like I said, we've already got a couple of companies that do intend to come in. I would anticipate after January 1st.
Okay.
Perhaps November, December, if we don't have any hurricanes. But again, January 1st should be a reasonable expectation. One or two companies does not constitute success. That is not victory.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not giving up. We're not slowing down. I don't want to see one or two. I want to see 10 or 20.
Yeah. Well, and when you think of the numbers being that drastic, and I believe you mentioned this at Legislator, the number of companies in Florida versus the number of companies here, I mean, that's, what did you say, there's more than 20 in Florida?
The new companies? Well, the stats I was citing there, Brian, were that right now, in the current period we're in, with all this, you know, projected more hurricane activity and everything else, they now have 24 companies that have taken a rate decrease.
There you go.
They have 24 companies that took no rate increase, flat. So your renewal would have been flat, no increase. They have 12 additional companies that have taken a rate decrease. So it is working. And it's working because new companies are coming in, new capital's coming in, competition.
So 24 that did not take an increase and 12 that took a decrease, that's a total of 36 companies.
Right.
How many do we have to choose from homeowners at
we
all?
We don't have that many,
I think,
total.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's where I was going with that.
But we've got to get those companies coming back. And we will. And look, Louisiana is a small market compared to Florida. You know, but we just ignore that. We have to still focus on our state and what we need to do to attract companies here. And I'm telling you, we have made some good substantial steps toward that. We are moving forward. And I listen to Moon a lot, who comes on after you. And Moon's right when he says, we got to stop taking these small steps. We got to start taking bold steps.
I understand that. I understand that. But if we're not taking any steps at all, then we're falling further behind.
We're falling further behind.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but also, you know, I think you got to put it in context. If we take one step forward, all these other states we compete with, they're also taking steps forward.
Yes.
So that's why we got to take those big leaps if we want to start to try and catch up.
Well, and it's the second step where the soreness kicks in.
Yep. And look, we're not giving up. We're not slowing down. We're going to continue to bring reform legislation this session, next session, hopefully a special session to address the auto reform, the legal reform that needs to be done, but also keep refining our property market. You know, like I said, yeah. I don't want to take the eye off the ball on that either. We got to keep refining our property market because our neighboring states are doing it every year as well.
We got Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple in with us for another 2.5 minutes or so. All right, now let's pivot over to talk about auto insurance a little bit, because that's a different set of factors, a different set of pain points, if you will. We've seen a number of them addressed. Is there a way to step back and say, let's see where rates go based off of what was done?
I don't think so. Like I said, we can't afford to step back. We cannot afford to wait. Look, you know, I can tell you that we're going to regroup, mm-hmm. and we're going to go back and create a path forward to help address that particular crisis. You know, property, I feel good that we're on the right path. I don't feel as comfortable when it comes to talking about the auto reform, the legal reform efforts. Some legislation was passed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't everything we needed. And I know you can't get everything, but when you're in a crisis, you need to get more than less. And,
yes.
And we didn't get all the things that we needed.
What is still left?
Well, look, I tell you one, there's two really major. I think the Housley presumption, mm-hmm. which we talked about before.
And collateral source.
And then collateral source.
Which is basically, collateral source is, I don't know how to phrase this the right way. It's basically pulling back the curtain on the medical.
It's pulling back the curtain on what is paid.
Yeah.
Right. Billed versus paid.
Right.
You know, and I think we need to, look, you've got, and I think we've mentioned this last time, we're having legislative sessions taking place. We had one earlier this month. We had four separate committees meet earlier this month. All four met jointly the month before. Next month, September 6th is our next date slated to have these committee hearings. And so I would encourage listeners and the public to go and participate. Go sit in that room. Tell your story. Let legislators know exactly how this insurance crisis is impacting you. Is an individual, is a family member, is a business owner. Because people are having to make some really tough choices. I'm talking about people moving from this state. Yeah. I see it. I hear it. I talk to people. You know, truckers. The example, let's use the one, and I posted on social media the other day. It wasn't my post, but it was a representative. That particular individual, I know this is one, but I think this is representative of a lot. In Louisiana, he's paying $5,000 a month for his commercial trucking, okay? So, and whatever, how many vehicles that could be, one or two or five, we don't know. But it's $5,000 a month. He moved to Texas. It's $1,500 a month.
Good night.
Those are real numbers. That's another.
That's a salary.
That's a salary. That's another vehicle. That's company expansion. We lost that company to Texas. Not because.
Yeah, no kid.
Not because they have better roads. Not because they have better taxes. Not because they have better education, not because they have a better workforce. We lost that company because of insurance. We have got to address this crisis.
Before we get you out of here, and so just as I hate to pound on the collateral source thing, but the governor has vetoed this. Is there a change in game plan moving forward?
Look, he did, but look, we're going to sit down and we're going to work together and create a path forward. Like I said, you know, we're going to get together, we're going to get all the stakeholders like we did in property. Mm-hmm. And I think that was part of the success that we had with property, is we were able to get all the people I say stakeholders, and I probably overuse that term a lot. It's a kind of a catch-all, but yeah. You know, we had everybody that had a say-so or had a thought on this at the table. And there were various tables. It wasn't just one table. But we were able to get property because we collectively agreed what the problems were and some potential solutions, and we enacted those. We've got to do the same thing for auto.
And the difference, though, Tim, is that when it comes to property, there was not as vocal of an opponent.
Yeah, that is true. But you know what? It's still important. And
oh, 100%. You know,
I know I have confidence that we are going to be able to get the people together because, look, our state is suffering for it.
Every time we pay those premiums, we are. He's Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple. We are just straight up out of time for this segment. Man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming in.
As often as you need.
Yes, sir.